This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
So, welcome to Dilemmas with Jess Ellis. And it's not in my house today with my two dogs. They were actually really naughty on the last podcast, so I'm glad. But we have got a cat roaming about because we're at Daisy Wood Davis's house because she's on tour at the moment with Jake Quickenden doing hair, who is our lovely guest.
And I'm here. And that cat is awful. Daisy's cat is awful.
Me and Luke bought her for her.
Well, you're awful because I tried to stroke it. It just went for me.
She was expensive.
Yeah, it looks expensive.
She was like 400 quid.
You see how big its eyes are? It looks hot. It looks nasty.
So you're doing hair with Daisy at the moment.
I am.
You're in the middle of the tour. You're in the Liverpool stretch.
Yep.
I saw it in Manchester. It was amazing.
Thank you.
It was so, so good. I loved
it. It's mad, isn't it?
And I think the songs are absolutely banging. There's loads of songs that you wouldn't realise that was from her.
I only knew Aquarius and Let the Sunshine In, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah. But they're two massive songs. Yeah. When you think about it, they're massive. But I'm actually surprised how many songs that people know when they come in. Like,
yeah, I just literally left just feeling so full of energy.
Well, I'm halfway through and I've got no fucking energy left.
God.
So could you lend me something?
Yeah, where are you going afterwards?
So I'm off to Benidorm, actually, on Sunday. Yeah.
Mate.
Great place to go relax.
My
Benidorm.
Favourite place in the world.
Yeah.
After Blackpool.
Right. Well, it's Blackpool in the sun, really.
Yeah,
isn't
exactly.
It?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we've got 2 weeks off, Benidorm, and then we pick it back up in Portsmouth. But it's just going to be nice to have a bit of a break. Like.
And when do you finish?
August.
August.
We've got a few left, yeah. We've got Scotland, we've got Glasgow.
It's been, what is it, 6 months tour?
About 4.5, I think it is.
4.5, I mean.
With a 2 week break in between.
But to be honest, it is, but.
God, I want.
It's not real. Like, some tours are like 12 months.
Yeah,
six
I guess.
Months, like.
But when you do a reality show, it's not that long.
Yeah.
And it's much easier and it pays a lot better.
So that's where you. So you started on X Factor.
Yeah.
And then. So what position did you come out? Were you like?
Oh, shy.
Were you like fifth?
No, was I? Fuck, I was well lower than that. Yeah. So I did it. I did it 2012 and didn't even make the live show. So
right.
I got to judges' houses. Just got a free holiday to Nicole's gaff in Dubai. Perfect.
Oh, nice.
James Arthur won that year, so I was there with him.
Oh my God!
I was listening to him sing, thinking I ain't got a chance here. Like, I rang my mum.
I've
like,
got a great
no
story
point.
About James Arthur.
Have you? Go on, tell us.
I don't know if it's been in the podcast. I don't think it's been in the podcast before, but right, he followed me on Twitter, and I loved him. I thought he was great. And then me and my friend Carla were in the Edinburgh Fringe Festival and got bladdered, and it was like 5 o'clock in the morning, and I DM'd him saying, "Just a question. Are you nobody if somebody loves you?" Because I thought at 5 o'clock in the morning, that is jokes.
That's funny.
That is so funny.
That's funny.
He never replied.
Did he not? Did he read it?
I don't know.
Could you tell if he read it?
I don't know back then. We're talking a good
Did he unfollow
years.
You?
I don't know. I'll have to
check.
Check
if he follows you now.
Oh
yes, I hope he's unfollowed you. I hope he's unfollowed
you. Oh
he's actually a really sound guy. He's proper sound, like, and he is so talented. Like,
he is really talented, and I really fancied him. Don't tell Michael.
Did you?
Yeah, I thought
yeah,
he was
he is
well
a handsome
fit.
Guy. He is.
Like,
he's got
just
something
a bit,
about him, hasn't he?
He's like, hello, like,
where's he from?
I don't
know. Hello.
I just said Scottish. He's not Scottish.
That's but, Lewis Capaldi, who's Scottish.
Like, I love him as well.
Yeah, I do. I love that kind of voice. I wish I had it.
James.
Go on, does he follow you?
Oh, my God.
Is he unfollowed?
He follows me.
Oh, yes.
Yes!
Go on the messages, see if it's still there.
Oh my God.
Go message him. So just go to message him, and if it might still be there if you haven't deleted it.
It's not still there.
It's not there. So that means he's maybe deleted it.
But he still follows me.
Oh, yeah.
Big shout out to James.
Just, I reckon.
So you came like.
So I didn't even make it that year, and then I came back. So I had a year out from everything. I kind of went off the rails a little bit. My little brother passed away.
Yeah.
So after the first year, 2012, 2013, I kind of didn't do fuck all. And then 2014 is when I kind of wanted to get my life back together.
Yeah.
So I thought, what better way than to go back on the X Factor? So
yeah.
I went back on, and yeah, I got to live shows, and I only lasted. That year, there was 16 in the live shows.
Right.
And they did two double evictions.
Right, okay.
So 14, 12. And then the first one person that went was me.
Really?
So there was a double eviction, then a double eviction,
and then
I went. So I went week 3 or 4, something
okay.
like that.
Can
so
I just say, I auditioned for the very first X Factor.
Did you?
Just shouting that out there in
very
Leeds.
First.
The very, very first one.
What year was that?
I can't remember. It was when it just turned from Pop Idol to X Factor. I was 16. I had a mohawk from Tony and Guy.
Nice.
And I sang Mariah Carey, Hero. I didn't get through.
Did you not?
Simon wasn't obviously there, but your mistake.
Yeah.
But yeah, I
missing out.
I auditioned for the very first one. So you came out there, but also like you did make a really big impact in your first auditions because you wrote a song, didn't you, about your brother?
I did that, but I also, I went in and I sang John Legend All of Me in my first audition on my guitar, and they made me say something. And they made me talk about the whole shit.
Yeah.
And they didn't make me because they didn't put words in my mouth. Do you know what I mean? But you give all your information. Do you know what I mean? So they know everything about you. And they asked me, and I just said, yeah, I lost my brother. Blah blah blah.
Yeah.
And then I sang Say Something, and it was the most. It still is one of the most viewed auditions. I think it's got like 35 million views.
Oh,
that's the cat.
That's the cat.
It's got about 35 million views on YouTube,
oh my
which is
God, that's
mad
amazing.
When you think about it.
So that
was good. That got that. I think I was favourite for ages after that.
So do you think that that's because I remember at the time that was definitely a time that I was still watching X Factor.
Yeah.
Sorry for anyone that's on it now, but you know what I mean. And then watching you were in I'm a Slave.
Yes.
And I was like, how has that happened? Like
you asked.
But do you think that that's one of the reasons that
maybe the audition was so big, and maybe I think ITV's are all in with each other, and they knew that what I was like behind the scenes. Like,
and they knew
I'm
it
quite
work.
Annoying, and I'm quite like loud, and I'm always like kind of I don't really take life too serious. You know what I mean? So I think maybe ITV would have heard that as well.
Yeah.
They asked me. I couldn't believe it when my manager was like, you've got an audition. Because you still have to audition.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So I still had to go for a meeting with I'm a Celeb and sit down in front of all the producers.
Because it was like really quick, wasn't it?
It was two weeks.
Yeah, because it's around the same time, isn't it? Yeah. It's like December time and then I'm a Celeb.
Yeah, it was just starting. I went in 4 days late.
Yeah.
So it was literally 2 weeks. So I was off the TV for 2 weeks.
And did you feel really intimidated being there, what the fuck? Who was in your year?
Jimmy Bullard, Edwina Curry, Tinchy Strider, Kendra Wilkinson, Playboy Bunny.
Oh, yes.
Foggy who won it. There was so many people that I knew. So I was like, I'm going in here. No one's going to have a clue who I am.
Yeah.
Because they probably, none of them watch X Factor.
Mm.
And of course, I was like a bit fanboy. Like, I'm going in to hang around with loads of celebs.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, I'm just thinking about Insta and Twitter followers. I'm thinking, yeah, get a few photos. But as soon as I walked in, Jimmy Bullard went, oh, I loved you. I loved you on X Factor. And I thought, fucking get in. At least somebody knows who I am.
Makes
do you know
you
what
feel
mean?
A bit more at ease.
Yeah. And yeah, just went from there. Ended up coming second in that. Which
That's
was great.
Amazing.
Yeah, so from pretty much being a no one.
Yeah.
I don't like that word, but a no one in the celebrity scene, do you know what I mean? And I still don't really like the word celebrity. I don't think anyone's really a celebrity. I think everyone's just doing a job, aren't they?
On yeah, TV. Definitely. So you've listened to this podcast before.
Yes.
So
right,
you know what's coming is the double dares.
Yeah.
I'll just give you a quick explanation. You can't have a blue one because someone that made this thought that toothpaste is a bad taste, so it's like blueberry or toothpaste, but the others are like cat sick.
All right.
So the others are like fresh blood or strawberry, snot or watermelon, cola or cat food.
So that's cola or cat food, or is that cola or
both?
Cat food?
They both are. And then the green ones could be a sprout as well.
Don't mind a sprout. I might go for a sprout.
Right.
Then.
Okay.
A sprout and what?
Or it's watermelon.
Right. Are you going to go first, or are we going?
No,
together?
We don't. We go together. One, okay. Two, three. I've got a good one.
Watermelon.
Oh, I've got to do it
That's
again.
Really nice.
Right. Also, I forgot to explain the rules. You'll know this because you've been on I'm a Celebrity.
Right.
But you can't spit it out. You've got to swallow it.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So is this
cola roll cat food, and it's a fucking bad one.
Is it?
It's so bad.
Like, how bad are we talking? Because I've got a bad gag like reflex.
I've been sick before.
No, you haven't.
Yeah. Michael's been sick in the sink.
Right,
go.
Why? We've just done this. I've got away with it. You can't. That's like saying, let's play Russian roulette. The gun
someone's
didn't
got to die.
Off. Yeah, like, this isn't fair. I've just got away with it. Right, here we go.
Right, go. I've got it.
I am. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Quite fudgy. Do you want a glucose aid?
Yeah, please.
I don't have to go again until I get a bad one, do I?
I lost.
You lost. Yes.
Yeah. Fuck me.
Holy shit.
That was rough.
Oh, it's like beef. Who sent these dilemmas in then?
So we've got like our Instagram and we've got an email and Twitter and our DMs are open.
Right.
So people send us dilemmas.
Oh, yeah. Sweet.
And sometimes we get responses, which I buzz off.
Don't take any of my advice. I'm going to throw it out there now. Do not take any of it.
So sometimes people tell us the name, sometimes they don't. So this one is Bloke, 34, from West London.
Just Bloke.
Hi, Jess. I'm going on a date with a girl next week. She's gorgeous and I can't believe she's actually agreed to meet up. Thing is, I Googled her yesterday and found out she used to get her boobs out for a living.
Boom! Boom! Why are you moaning?
In brackets, and at one point was quite famous.
Awesome.
I support people doing whatever they want to do in life. And personally, I don't have a problem with it. But I can't help but think that my mates would take the piss forever if one of them ever found out. I'm a mechanic, so it's quite a blokey environment. I hate that word, blokey environment.
Yeah.
I can just imagine coming to work one day and a photo being on the wall of the office. Do I go on a date or do I bail out?
Go on the date, and if your mates have put a photo of your new missus on the office wall, that is the biggest compliment ever, because that means your missus is totally smoking, and they all wanna be where you are right now. So what you're moaning for, get scrubbed up, get an haircut, and go on a date with her. Done. Done.
Like, and thanks for listening to Dilemmas.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah. How can you judge somebody for what they did in their past anyway?
Also, I would say, like, from the wording that he said on there, that stop worrying about what other people think. If you've got a bit of an issue with it, right, deep down, and you go, you know, I'm not really comfortable with that, then maybe don't go for the date because that might come out. But if you're saying, listen, I'm totally fine with that, people can make the living and do whatever, stop thinking about other people's opinions.
100%.
Also, like, are we still in an age where mechanics put up, like, pictures on the wall? Like, probably, that just blows my mind.
I was a bricklayer.
Yeah.
That's what I did before anything. And we never had pictures of girls on the wall.
Yeah, yeah.
I know
that people take the piss and whatever. Mate, you've not even gone on a date with her. You might not even like her.
She might not like you, bloke.
Yeah, you're thinking way ahead of this.
Yeah, you're thinking marriage and kids.
Yeah, like, are you thinking that someone's going to see your girlfriend naked or whatever?
But how many girls sunbathe topless on the beach?
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
free the nipple.
Yeah, free the nip. I'm always naked. Literally on Instagram, if my missus said that about me, then I'd be single.
I've seen it every day.
I stuff a sock down there, make it look like I've got a big package and get more likes. It's fucking brilliant.
And in hair, you have to get naked
every
night.
Yeah, naked in hair. So it's like saying, oh, I met that Jake, but he gets his knob out in hair.
Yeah.
So people might have seen his knob. Who cares?
I completely agree with that. Like, I think it's a totally different discussion than page 3. Oh, hello, Luke Jenny.
Hi, man.
You
alright?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, good, man. Good. How's it going?
If you knew, we've got a dilemma. This geezer is going on a date, but this girl used to get her breasts out for a living because he Googled her. Why are you Googling her anyway? Psycho. And he's Googled her. And she used to get her breasts out, and he's worried about what his mates will think.
But she didn't do it anymore.
She didn't do it anymore.
Oh, no, I don't. Yeah, no problem.
Thanks, man. Yeah, no problem. Done.
Yeah, so we've had discussions before, which have been a bit different about, like, parents thinking about their children wanting to go into a profession like that. So I think that's completely different because we have covered that before. But with this, it's just what someone used to do as a job.
Yeah.
Like, I reckon nowadays with the internet as well. Yeah. Listen, dig further enough, you're going to see a picture of my tits somewhere. Because I've sent them on WhatsApp to my mates so many times. I'm saying mates, I mean...
Guys.
No, but there's so many silly pictures of, like, me and Daisy used to send to each other or when we were away in the weekend
I had a nude leaked.
Did you?
Yeah, a few years back on Twitter.
Yeah.
Couldn't care less.
Yeah.
The son asked me what I thought of it, and I was like... Yeah, but I was like, it's literally just a willy.
Yeah,
all guys have got one.
Yeah,
it gets bigger.
We need to stop being shocked, don't we? Like, oh, you've got a dick.
Yeah, it's not shocking anymore. Like, it's really not shocking. People get naked. People do these things. They get naked. They used to work as a stripper. They used to work. I've done the Dream Boys.
Yeah,
I've technically been a male stripper.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that's about. I was doing it to earn money.
Yeah.
People earn money in different ways. This woman could be, you can't judge her by the fact that she used to take her clothes off. She could be the most intelligent, beautiful, lovely woman ever.
Also, side note, if you do go on this date wait for her to tell you, because don't say you googled her.
Or don't take a poster for her to sign. That'd be even weirder.
So I think that basically what we're saying, bloke 34, is don't get ahead of yourself, one, because you've not even been on the date.
Nope.
She might not even like you.
Nope.
Two, if you've not got a problem with it, it's fine.
Go for it.
Don't give a fuck what other people say. And three, don't ever, ever tell anyone that you're on a date with that you've Googled him.
Yeah. And four, if your mates do say, oh, your missus, she is on the wall, say, exactly, and I'm getting in bed with her tonight. See you later. Go enjoy your pot noodle by yourself.
Perfect.
Done.
Hi, we're Sound Rebel, and we just wanted to let you know a bit more about us.
Sound Rebel produced this podcast, and we work with all sorts of personalities to help them engage with their current audiences.
We work with actors, football commentators, comedians, personal trainers, radio presenters, hello, influencers, and even world record holders.
So, if you've got an audience but don't have a podcast, get in touch with us.
Oh, and tell us you heard this ad and we'll produce your first episode for free.
Email hello@soundrebel.co.uk now and take your place in the fastest growing broadcast medium in the world.
Right, back to the episode.
Our next dilemma is Claire, a concerned sister in Wigan. Hi, Jess. This isn't a dilemma about me, but about my brother.
Okay.
He's been rugby mad since he was a kid, and he was just on the verge of making it professionally when 3 months ago he got an injury he was told he'll never recover from. He's obviously coming to terms with it, but I can see how sad he is every day, and he doesn't really know what to do next. What kind of advice can I give him without coming across as a patronising older sister?
Yeah.
That's tough, isn't it?
That is tough. I've had that, though. I was on the verge of kind of making it in football.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Jack of all trades, eh?
Well, yeah.
Bricklayer, footballer.
And, I went and played in Australia for 2 years, pro.
Oh, really?
But I was pretty much going to be signed here. And I broke my leg in like 4 places, dislocated my ankle, the bone came through the lot. They told me I wouldn't walk properly again. They told me my leg wouldn't grow the same as my other leg. And 2 years... just under 2 years later, I was playing pro in Australia. So I went and did it.
Oh my God.
Obviously, sometimes you can't do that. But I got told the same that I wouldn't play again. But it also, it kind of ended my full career because I could have probably done better if I came here. And I only did 2 years in Australia and kind of fell out of love with it after that.
Yeah.
But it was I was really down after I broke my leg. I was bedbound for ages. And for someone to tell you
that you can't do your... Like, if someone turned around to me now and said, right, you can't do acting ever again.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. I just think it's important to let him know that even if he can't play rugby, he can still do stuff that involves that.
Yeah,
so
I was just going to say that.
So he can coach rugby, or he can get his personal training, and he can go into rehabilitation where he knows about. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he knows what it's like. So there's so many things in that side of sports that he can do. Obviously, right now, like you say, it's going to sound, if you just say, right, you need to look and do something else.
Like, let him mourn it.
Let him mourn it. Try and help him through it. But make him aware that there's so many other things to do with rugby.
Yeah.
Where he can get involved in, not just playing it, I think.
Yeah, definitely. There's so many different avenues. You know, you can go into, like, commentating.
Yeah, commentating.
Like, and I'm sure as well that, you know, I mean, I don't know too much about this, but I'm pretty sure there's probably like charities or different things that, because this happens to a lot of people.
It's so hard.
That, you know, there could be like a segue into that. Someone that's doing a job now that goes, listen, when I was 18, I broke my shoulder, I couldn't do it again, and now I'm doing this.
Yeah. Or, I think it happens a lot in football. I think it
happens for dancers as well. I know a lot of friends that have had to give up.
Your career ends within a day because you break your leg or you do your knee, and then you have to think of something else.
Also, I would say, like, definitely suggest for him to go down those avenues, but also maybe go, you know what, like, why don't you take a bit of time out to see what other passions, like, obviously with you.
Yeah, I picked up music, which was, I wouldn't have done that if I had stayed in football.
Yeah, so because you're so, sometimes when you're so passionate about something, you become so in a bubble, don't you? Like, rugby.
All your effort goes into that. Yeah. All your effort.
So why not, you know, take a bit of time out and go, what other things really float my boat? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So maybe just say that to him. Maybe do a little bit of research on different things that we've been talking about and maybe come to him with that when he's ready and go, listen, I know it must be tough, but here I've seen a few avenues. There's a few clubs. And-
yeah, there's... And also, I don't know how bad the injury is, so I don't want to overstep the line, but if you can do it anyway, do you know what I mean? If you say, oh, you broke your leg, I don't know what the injury is, but you broke your leg, you're not going to play again. Prove him wrong.
Yeah.
Get into rehabilitation, go see physio and see come back stronger and see if you can do it.
Yeah.
Obviously, if you can't, then that's when you have to kind of look down other avenues. But
you can have more than one passion.
Yeah.
Especially if you're like, I don't know how old she said that he is. She just said,
is he young?
My little brother. I'm guessing that he's young.
Yeah.
Like, what I loved when I was 18,
I didn't pick up a guitar till I was 21.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
For me, it was like, it was all football and girls. And 21, I picked up my guitar. So if he is young, I'm imagining 17, maybe 18.
Yeah.
Yeah, go out, go travelling,
go
see the world and then realise, and because there's no sat nav telling us what direction we need to go in life. Just follow what you think's right and it always brings you out where you're supposed to be anyway. So.
Yeah, because listen, like I was just thinking when you were telling me about the football stuff that I reckon that you were always destined to do something in the public eye.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you didn't make it in one avenue, but you went to a different avenue and it's turned into different ones. I think your path's always going to lead you to a certain 100%. Place. And like you say, like actually, if you want to go travelling and stuff, do that might bring up an opportunity because you wouldn't have been, if you was a rugby player, that's you done that for a good couple
Everything
of years.
Happens for a reason, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Even the bad shit.
Yeah.
And like I said about, I always think about a sat nav. Like you can take a straight road to a destination, but it's really fucking boring.
Yeah.
But take the back roads and all the little twists and turns and the winds and the
ups and
downs.
You might see a nice little horse.
You might see some sheep. No, but do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
no, definitely.
You go down these roads and other things show themselves. So for me, I'd always take the off-road route and say, yeah, I've had this setback and it's horrible, but try and look at it as a positive and go, it might open up doors for something else. And
I would say to this girl that's a sister, being supportive is not patronising.
No, not at all.
Also, like, I think in situations when that happens, people tend to sometimes step back from you because they're scared of offending you or whatever, but actually that person's probably dying for you to say something.
Yeah, he probably wants your advice, do you know what I mean? He probably wants your help.
Even if they get a bit of defensive at first, I think ultimately everyone wants someone to go, shit, that was shit. Like, what can we do? Like, what other things can we do?
Yeah.
So just be supportive and suggest different avenues.
Yeah, 100%.
So our next one is Bashful in Bali 23. Hi Jess. So I'm not actually in Bali yet, but I'm going on a holiday there in 2 weeks. The first holiday me and my boyfriend have ever been on together.
Oh God.
My question is, how do I poo? We've only been together 5 months and I've never done it at his house or mine while he's been there. I'd be mortified if he heard me and the room looks really small. Help, it's the first time I've ever been away with a boy, ever. Oh my God, I feel
How do
you.
I poo is the greatest. In the toilet, to start with.
Out of your arse.
Yeah, out your arse in the bog. That's such a great one because
Isn't
everyone
it?
Has this. I've had this before. I hate pooing in front of people.
Yeah.
I once pooed at my best mate's house and I came out of the toilet and his mum went straight in and then she came into the room and went, which one of you's had a shit in there because it stinks?
It was one of you.
Disgusting. But I was literally like, oh, fuck, that's why I don't poo at anyone else's houses.
I need to say that my house, my toilet is downstairs.
Is it?
Which is so weird because not a flat, it's a house.
Right.
But big bedrooms upstairs, so the toilet's downstairs, which is a fucking...
Is it next to the kitchen?
Nightmare. It's literally like, the living room's like open plan.
Right.
And then there's a toilet there, but...
If everyone's sat in the living room, can you hear you plopping?
Mate, right. There's no door, like there's a door for the toilet, but there's no, it's not like there's a section off.
My mum's got glass doors in her toilet. Glass doors.
Yeah, we've got
a
glass panel, actually.
And sit pooing. And I sit, and she puts her head to the door, the window, and goes, what are you doing? What do you think I'm fucking doing?
I must admit, when I first started Hollyoaks, the girl that plays my sister, I obviously didn't know her, but we'd arranged this, it was like a first cast party, and we'd got a hotel.
Yeah.
And I really needed a shit, but I was in, and it was a dead small hotel, there's no music on or anything, and I literally, like, made this...
Turn the tap on.
I made this elaborate thing of going, like... I'll go and get some drinks from downstairs, but we had loads of drinks, and but just so I could have a shit downstairs. Also, actually, I did that with Michael. We lived next door to a pub, and when we got out of the car, I said I was that desperate for a wee that I had to run in the pub.
I had a shit at the theatre yesterday. I ran into the theatre, and there's a toilet right next to the like reception bit.
Yeah.
And I was going to run up to my room, and I went, I'm just going to use the toilet. And she, the girl behind the thing went, there's one there. I think she thought I just needed a wee.
So then it's I had to go in it. It's also the length of time that you're in there.
I know. So then I'm pretending to be on the phone. So I want, and I was going, yeah, babe, yeah, yeah, no worries. Trying to push this shit out as quick as I can. Oh, and then I turned the tap on so she couldn't hear the plop. It's like what we do to right, cover up
these,
the shit.
These are my top tips, right? This is what I've done before, right? So always put a cushion down of tissue.
Oh, I was going to say, a cushion. How violent is your shit? On the floor just in case you fly off. Fucking hell.
I always wrap up some tissue to stop the plop.
Yeah, stop the plop. My dad told me about that, actually. God rest his soul.
So stop the plop with that, okay? Another thing I do is if I'm in a public toilet and no one else is there, I pull on the toilet thing because that makes that...
Nice, thing. Yeah.
Also blow my nose.
Good one.
And what I have been known to do is, and I can't believe that I think people would give a shit this much about...
Go on.
Is, and I still do it now, it's a natural reaction. If I fart or a plop comes out in a public toilet, I lift my feet off the ground so that no one knows what shoes I've got on. Right?
Wow, okay.
Like I think that they're someone's going to go, down. I fart, and they're going to go...
Fucking hell. Enjoying that, love.
And then when they, when I walk out, it was her with the pink shoes on. Like,
smelly bitch.
If someone farted in the toilet, that was
it. I do that. Just go onto one side. I've been known to break a few toilet seats because it slips off and breaks.
Really?
I don't know why I did that impression, you can't see me. pull your ass apart a little bit, and then it's just instead of a, it's a more of a.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. It works. It
what
really
I
works.
Would say for this situation,
we've gone off topic. We will come back and help you, bashful in Bali.
We've got so excited about shit.
I love shit.
I do.
Actually, it's like Soph, my missus,
says
that she hasn't been for a poo since we've been together. Obviously, when I've been there, we've been together 9 months. Yeah, she's got some serious constipation. Not when I've been there.
Right.
And I'm like, look, I don't mind, Soph. Like, as long as you're not doing it on the fucking floor in front of me while I'm watching TV, like...
Yeah, I was like, look at this one,
yeah, look
it's
at
massive.
This massive turd. Like, yeah. It doesn't bother me. Like, I don't want you to make yourself poorly, but I'm not a huge poo fan. Like, I don't want to dissect it. I'm not Gillian McKeith, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if I did... If she popped to the toilet, I thought she was going for a woo. Which is a wee element. If she went to the toilet and went for a wee, I thought she was going for a wee.
Yeah.
And I walked in, it stunk.
Yeah.
I'd be a bit shocked.
Can I say
so I'd rather know. Are you going for a poo? I'll give it a wide berth for a bit.
Do you know what you can get? Have you seen the adverts for it? VI poo.
No. Is that the drops?
Right, so you spray it in the toilet and apparently it creates a barrier so that when you shit... Also, my other mate used to go, if you shit and then flush straight away...
I've been known to do that, like literally when it hits the water.
Yeah,
so,
you've got, like, a
so it just
bidet.
Drops straight in.
So this VI poo, you spray it in and apparently like it when it comes in, it locks in the odour and it's a nice smell.
Yeah.
Also like when I always used to like have a bit of perfume in my bag or whatever.
Yeah, a bit of spray.
But for this, you're in Bali, you're in a different country. Right, I'm not stereotyping here, but you might get a bit of the shits.
I've done it. I went on holiday with a girl and I hadn't really done a shit before and I had a bad stomach and I sat on the toilet for ages and I was
and
thinking...
And that's what happens on holiday sometimes, wherever you go, do you know what I mean?
My brother's there. He got food poisoning in Egypt, my older brother, and it was his first holiday with his now wife and he said he was literally sat on the toilet just spurting out and he said he had to walk out in the end and go, I'm so sorry, because he just no hiding it. I'd say to you, either embrace it. And if he finishes you over you having a poo, you're with the wrong geezer anyway.
Yeah.
Or just go military and really hide it and do our techniques, pulling the ass apart for the tissue in the thing.
Lift your feet up.
Yeah, go when he's at the pool. Oh, babe, I've just left something in the room. I'm going to nip back and get it.
Oh,
suntan lotion, think, go for a shit then.
I almost
then.
Think that's more embarrassing because we all know what you're doing. It's almost like obvious. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it is a little bit, isn't it? But, I don't know.
I think with this one, right, what you've got to do is you're going on holiday together. It sounds like you're in a good relationship.
Yeah.
Right, why not have just a laugh about it? Like, get it out in the open first.
Maybe do a little trump in front of him first and see if he embraces it.
Yeah, let it out.
If he goes proper mental. then yeah, you know you're gonna have to do military.
Or just like
poo.
Honestly, it's the best policy. Like, just say, like, I don't know, even if you're just having a drink one night and you're talking about the holiday, just go, listen up.
What's your thought on shitting?
Yeah, yeah. What's your, like, we're in a hotel. Like,
yeah, I need a shit. Maybe just go, I really need a poo, and see what he does. Like, take his face expressions and just work with that.
Or just go, like, get a little bit. Go, listen. Where do we stand on poo?
Yeah.
Just be a bit of a grown-up.
I want to know if he's pooed in front of her.
I think the thing is, it's like what we were saying before about, like, people getting the boobs out and the willies out, right? It's no... Everyone has a shit.
Everybody we all have
a
shits.
The Queen has a shit.
She shits.
She shits. I think about that so much.
Do you?
Yeah, I just think about it. In 1 minute of my day, I think, I wonder if she's having a...
I was just going to say, do you think someone wipes a bum? But she wipes her an ass.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah...
Or B-Day.
To say this girl, to reiterate... Make some jokes about it. Yeah. Make light about it. I still fancy Michael, and I know that he has a poo in a way.
Yeah, exactly.
So there we go.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for being a guest.
Thanks for having me. That was well fun.
Oh, I'm so glad. Do you know what? I don't mean to keep saying this to my guests, but people always say that because I think sometimes people are a bit like, what's this about? Or feel a bit nervous. But like, do you know what it is? It's because like we like being nosy bitches.
Yeah.
And we like... being wise owls.
And we all have the same problems.
Yeah, definitely.
Look at the poo. We could have talked about that for 3 days.
I still could talk about it now.
Episode 2 on poo coming soon.
But thank you very much. You're on tour till August.
Yeah.
And have you got some music out at the moment?
I just released a single called Tearing Me Apart. It did absolutely dreadful in the chart. So if you want to go download it, that'd be great for me.
Brilliant.
It's only 79p. So yeah, few downloads, might get about 25 quid or something. And yeah, I don't really know what else I've got coming up. I'm just doing this and then hopefully more music and more musicals. And I want to go into acting, so more acting. Hopefully.
Okay, amazing. Well, thanks for being a guest on Dilemmas with Jess Ellis.
Thank you for having me.
Discover more shows on the Sound Rebel Network.
Like the Vagina Monopod.
Hello and welcome to the Vagina Monopod. Woo! I'm an actress, Sasha Parkinson. You may know me best from shows like Mr. Selfridge or My Mad Fat Diary. I feel like I'm reeling off my IMDb.
CV. I am Molly Wright. I am also an actress. What have I done?
The A-word.
The A-word.
Apostasy.
Bit of Our Girl.
Our Girl.
Apostasy.
Forgot about that.
2 weeks of Our Girl.
A little backstory as to how the Vagina Monoblogs came about. As a person anyway, I've always been quite open, especially from about 16, 17. I just kind of then couldn't shut up about periods. I'd happily tell anyone I was on it. I didn't really shy away from talking about myself in that way. I was diagnosed with endometriosis in 2016. And then that kind of just... spurred me on really to be more vocal on social media about menstrual health. We are not medical experts, but we will be getting
really
people...
Not.
No, we're really not. But we will be having the experts on. So if you have any questions you'd like answering, please get in touch and send them over to the Vagina Monoblogs on Instagram. We hope you join us for the next 10 episodes of
Thanks.
More menstrual health discussion.
Woo-hoo!
Woo-hoo!
Vaginas!
The Vagina Monopod from Sound Rebel. Search for it now on your favourite podcast app.